Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Scott says, thank you, man with the golden voice, and music outro. Thank you very much, folks. Well, if this doesn't sound like Scott Spears, your ears are still in very good condition because this is Adam Lepp. Adam, the computer guy, host of Mid-Morning Coffee Break, even though it's more like early morning coffee break right now. Where is Scott, you might ask? Well, we have a Waldo, Ohio, just about 10 miles south of our studios here in downtown Marion. So sometimes we ask, where's Waldo? But here at the radio station, we ask, where is Scott? Rumor has it he is in the Keystone State, the beautiful, diverse, and somewhat mountainous state of Pennsylvania, checking out how chocolate is manufactured. Don't you love chocolate, especially 8:13 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the morning? So that is what the rumor mill tells me. But, you know, in life we learn that the rumor mill isn't always the correct source. So stay tuned. We will find Scott. We will drag him here. And more than likely, we will be hearing his dulcet tones on the radio tomorrow morning. Now, speaking of radio, thanks to Mother Nature and the lovely wind storm, it would appear that our signal is a little teeny tiny bit weaker than usually is. Driving up here, I noticed once I got maybe half a mile east of downtown, the station came in. Not the greatest signal in the world, but I certainly could discern it. But we are not reaching about 10 to 15 miles either direction like we normally do. However, that will be fixed. We will be stronger and better and wonderfuler. Is that a word, wonderfuler, than ever? Now, of course, anywhere in the world, in fact, anywhere in the universe that you can access the World Wide Web and the Internet, you can listen to us on our website at WWGH1071.com. You can also use the TuneIn app, which is free. Download it on your iPhone or Android, tablet, smartphone, or not-so-smartphone. Just search for TuneIn, and then be sure to make WWGH a favorite. And you can listen on demand anytime you wish. In fact, we suggest making it the only station that you listen to. Because even when we're not live on the air, like I'm here live from our studio, downtown Marion, beautiful area, beautiful, beautiful day today. A little bit cold, but crisp and sunny. It's going to warm up, my friends. But again, even if we're not live on the air, you can listen to our recorded programs anytime. You can also go to our esteemed website, which is programmed and curated and hosted by yours truly. So you know it's going to work well. WWGH1071.com, and listen on demand to pretty much every program that we broadcast for the last 5 years. Now, here on the show that I call Now Without Scott Spears, with again me as your guest host, we can pretty much take phone calls about any topic that you like. So please do call, because even Adam runs out of things to say after a while. We can talk about politics. Are you a President Trump person? Are you a President Biden person? Or do you miss maybe the old school presidents like Abraham Lincoln or Teddy Roosevelt or even Tricky Dicky himself? Truth is, I kind of miss all three of those guys. But feel free to provide your opinion. What do you think about the job President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are doing? Do you prefer that we still had President Trump? Do you not miss President Trump? Do you miss President Obama? And do you think maybe Richard Nixon got a bad rap? We can talk about that here in the city known for Warren G. Harding, the first president elected when women were given the right to vote. Of course, that should have been done at the first election, but I guess I can say better late than never. Warren G. Harding, again, elected by a more diverse voter populace, one of the most famous citizens here in Marion. And we do have a phone call, and we appreciate it when people call. In fact, this is a person that I personally asked to call us over Facebook. How's that for modern technology? Good morning, Mary. You're on the air. How are things going today?
Morning, Adam. Just wondering what's going on with the radio station on the radio.
Yeah, well,
I can pick you up on my Alexa, but all weekend long, and even now, you're not on the radio.
Right. Rumor has it that at the windstorm that we had a few days ago, that the transmitter, I guess, kind of switched direction and kind of got a little floppy.
Okay.
When I was driving in here, when I was maybe maybe a little less than a half a mile, maybe a two or three blocks from the center of town, the station was coming in not all too well, but I could get it. In fact, the obituaries were playing, and of course, you know who does those. So once I heard my voice, I said, "That's got to be WWGH, because what other station would hire such a fine announcer, or such a bad announcer?"
Okay.
Normally, we reach. I mean, I've gotten this. Mary, I've gotten the station as far as Hills Miller Road in Delaware, and that's
okay.
Quite far.
Well, it's just static coming through I have a Bose radio. It's just static coming through.
Yeah, we're going to get that fixed. Apparently, we need to climb the tower, and one thing about Adam is I'm afraid of heights. And
okay.
So, usually, Sean is in charge of that stuff, as he's a little more daring than I am. So once that's done, we will get the antenna mounted and calibrated, and we will sound better than ever. We do apologize. It's kind of frustrating because when I drive around, I like to see where you can get the station. It's called DXing and something that a lot of people enjoy doing.
Normally, I was just wondering.
Yeah, no problem. We're working on it.
Okay.
It was also windy yesterday. We're hoping to get that done this week, but we do invite you to listen on your Alexa, on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, through the website, through TuneIn. But when we get the antenna fixed, it will be better than ever. And it's kind of frustrating because it's happened a couple times before, plus a little political incident a couple months ago. But we are on it, Mary, and we appreciate you listening online.
Okay.
We're going to be playing Family Feud in a little bit, so go ahead and put your thinking cap on, and we look forward to hearing from you and other people as we find poll of 100 people had to say. Of course, sometimes I disagree with the answers. You may recall last week Scott asked, what is something your neighbor asked you to borrow? And I said money. Isn't money a good answer? Because my neighbors, they must think that people in radio make a lot of money. Of course, they don't.
Yeah.
But they must think I'm rich because they're always asking me for money. But that wasn't on the list.
Nope. You just kind of wonder who they're asking.
Yeah, this first question I'm going to ask, the answers are logical. I mean, I would actually switch the second and first answer, but they would be the logical number one and two. In fact, number one and two and three are all logical. We're going to start shortly. Well, I appreciate you getting up, Mary, and listening.
Sure.
Make another pot of coffee, and we appreciate your ears tuning into the station today. Have a great day.
All righty.
Adam here, substituting for Scott, taking your phone calls, again, about politics. And you can discuss, again, do you prefer Trump? Do you prefer Obama? Do you prefer an old-school president like Richard Nixon or maybe Thomas Jefferson? Or are you a Biden person? That's fine. You don't have to agree with me. We appreciate all opinions. 740-383-9944. Also like to extend my personal condolences. We've lost a great person, Norman Withrow. Of course, Mary Ellen Withrow, a wonderful lady, a very good friend of the station. I'm very proud to call her an acquaintance. I proudly display the $5 bill that she signed for me the first time that I met her. Great person, a true hero. She has served as treasurer at three levels, the only person ever to do that. And Norman, we recently lost him. Never had the pleasure of meeting Norman, but he supported Mary Ellen from day one. And as someone who considers himself an activist for women's rights, women's equality, Norman, I'm smiling at you up there in heaven. Great man. And you've supported Mary Ellen so much, and we're going to miss you every single day. Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Adam.
Oh, I thought it was Scott.
Oh, no, it's okay. Scott is taking a very short, well-deserved vacation, but Adam is here, and I'll be happy to take your telephone call. Don't be afraid. I'm pretty good on the air.
No, I can't get your station in.
Okay.
Is,
just stand on humming and buzzing.
Right.
I can't hear you at all.
Well, we appreciate your call, ma'am. What happened was in that windstorm of a few days ago, appears to have done a little bit of wind damage to our transmitter. And the transmitter, from my understanding, is not really transmitting the way it's supposed to. It's actually been blown off a little bit, but it's still working. It's just our wattage is down to about a tenth of what it normally is. You can get the station right around downtown, right around the Marion Towers where our transmitter is mounted.
Then I'm out west a little piece, and I've been trying and trying, and I just can't get you. So
right, you can listen.
I'll just try, and maybe it'll come in,
yeah.
But I thought maybe it's my radio.
No, nothing with your radio. You can listen online. Just go to our website, www.dh.
Well, I don't have a computer.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. You may be the only person I know who doesn't have a computer, but that's okay.
Oh, when you get my age, almost 80, you don't learn that new stuff.
Oh,
I don't.
Ma'am, I have a customer who's 93 years old, and he still uses a computer. You are never too old to have a computer, believe me. Never too old.
I guess not. I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing I don't have. I'd be spending all my time on it.
Yeah, well, many times I kind of wish for the old days where I had a transistor radio. You're absolutely right. And it isn't necessarily a good thing, but we're going to get it fixed really soon, and I apologize, and we appreciate you listening the old school way, as you know.
I'll keep trying to get you in.
Yeah,
so.
if you come into near downtown, closer to the Marion Towers, that's where our transmitter is mounted. It comes in. I mean, not great, but I was getting it in the car, and you know the car radio isn't the greatest, but we're going to get it fixed, and we'll be stronger than ever. And I appreciate your call. I appreciate you being a listener.
Thanks.
No problem. Yeah, have a great day, and stay warm.
Goodbye.
Adam here, taking your calls at 740-383-WWGH, live on the radio at the Talking Place, where if you are somewhere near downtown Marion, you can get the station. But if you're not, you can listen the new-fashioned way on your computer at WWGH1071.com or download the free TuneIn app and search for WWGH. We are taking your phone calls again. Politics baseball season is here. Opening day is approaching. As you probably know, I'm a big Cincinnati Reds fan. And here in Marion, we're kind of between Cincinnati, Detroit, Pittsburgh, in Cleveland, even Chicago. So we have many teams that are nearby, as well as many minor league teams. Toledo, Columbus, Youngstown, the Akron Rubber Ducks, formerly the Akron Arrows, formerly the Canton Akron Indians. Another regional team, Dayton. So, and we have the independent leagues, Chillicothe, other cities have teams there. So no specific organized baseball team that's part of the minor leagues or major leagues in Marion, but we have many cities that are an easy drive that have baseball teams. And which team do you like? Are you a Mudhens person? Are you a Clippers person? Do you like the Mahoning Valley team, which I believe is what they're called in the Youngstown area? Do you like the Akron Rubber Ducks, or do you at least like their name? Or are you a Dayton fan? Dayton being an affiliate of my beloved Cincinnati Reds. Who is your favorite baseball player of all time? We have recently lost some of my favorite players. Joe Morgan recently passed away. Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron, arguably the best offensive player ever. I'm kind of a Babe Ruth guy, but you look at statistics, and Hank Aaron, they didn't call him Hammer and Hank for nothing. So feel free to call and chime in. Who is your favorite baseball player? Is Tom Brady the best quarterback of all time? I would say nobody really comes close at this point. Plus, the guy's in his 40s, and he's really just as good as he was 10, 15 years ago. As I say, if you stay in good shape, even if you're 40, you can still be at your peak. Of course, many things come into play there. And be happy to discuss that with you. Are you a Columbus Blue Jackets fan? Do you like the NBA? Do you like the Cavaliers? Do you like the Columbus Crew? Feel free to call and chime in. Again, we can talk about politics. Talk about the weather, because it seems like after a preview of summer last week, we are back to winter. And we also thank people for calling. I must say, Scott brings in a lot of callers, and that's why it's always fun to do the show for him. Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Adam.
Okay, I had a couple of questions. Last Friday, when I first lost the signal from my home radio, and I wonder if that was that final trivia, when you're on hold. Was it credit card or...
What was the question? I'm not sure if I...
It was things that you get put on hold.
Yeah, I don't remember, because I was calling also. I think I said insurance company, and I said your credit card company or bank. Honestly, I don't remember, but that does remind me. I'm going to go ahead and play Family Feud. Let's go ahead and start right now. Okay. Would you like to be the first contestant on the Family Feud?
Okay.
Okay, and here we go. I was going to go ahead and play the music. It's time for the Family Feud. Here's your host. I got to get that jingle where they sing my name, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. But this is a really easy question, okay? And as I said, I'm looking at the answers, and sometimes I do not agree with the responses. For example, as I was telling Mary, one question last week was, what is something your neighbor asked you to borrow? And I called with two answers that weren't there, money and pet food. Now, in my neighborhood, my neighbors ask for money, and they might ask for pet food. Not for me, because I don't have a dog or cat, but I think that's something neighbors ask for. But they weren't there. But this question, ma'am, you're going to like, because the answers are pretty obvious. And here's the question. Name a country that speaks Spanish. So what do you think is the answer, the number one answer?
Mexico.
Mexico is number two. I would probably say number one, but one, two, and three are kind of interchangeable. But Mexico is number two, a country that speaks Spanish. There are nine answers on the board. And thank you for calling.
Could I do another one, too, or not?
I'll give you one more answer because you've been so nice. Yes.
Portugal?
No.
No?
They speak Portuguese and English and Spanish in Portugal.
I thought you should have been besides Spain.
Spain is also
Spain
the
answer. Spain would be obvious.
Spain is number one, yeah. Spain and Mexico, okay. Number one and number two. Portugal, a good answer because, like many European countries, they speak multiple languages. But not on the list. But thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Adam Lepp here, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Scott Spears. And we are playing Family Feud. So you can just pretend that it's Scott instead of Adam. Give me a call, and you can answer the question. 740-383-9944. I'm going to go ahead and play the theme music also in my little name jingle once I can switch computers here and take care of that. And our question to start out with nine answers on the board. Name a country that speaks Spanish. So again, we've had the top two answers, which are pretty obvious. Spain, number one, with 38 people. Mexico, with 24 people. The other ones are all pretty obvious. I would say at least two or three of them should be right off the top of the brain cells. So give me a call. Let me know what you think is another answer for a country that speaks Spanish. Current time here at the radio station, 8:30 Eastern Daylight Time. So make a pot of coffee. We're going to have fun for the next 2.5 hours on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Again, we are playing Family Feud, so give me a buzz. Give me the other seven answers for a country where they speak the great language of Spanish. Coming up on April 10th, there is a free safety safari put on by the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, 2387 Harding Parkway East. Come out and interact with the different members of the community that help keep us safe. Good morning. You are on WWGH Radio.
Yeah. The other one that speaks Spanish is Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is not on there, and actually Puerto Rico is part of the United States. You want to guess again? Actually, we'll go ahead and allow that because Puerto Rico is part of the United States. United States was number three. So we'll go ahead and allow that answer. So give me another country if you like. We have Spain, Mexico, and the United States.
Let's see. How about... can't think of another one.
What do you guys get? Hold on.
Okay, that's fine. You're allowed a few minutes. We'll play the little music here.
Puerto Rico, New Mexico.
Well, Spain, Mexico, the United States are 1, 2, and 3. Puerto Rico and the United States, that's close enough as I see it. Think of a country maybe in Central America. Central America or South America? Can you think of one? give us a call back, okay, if you can think of a country again. I'll give you a little bit of a clue. We have 9 answers. A country that speaks Spanish. Spain won with 38, Mexico with 24, and the United States, including all the 50 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, and other parts of the United States that may not actually be states, at number 3 with 10 respondents. I was telling you folks about the free safety safari April 10th from 11 until 1. Come out to your local Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, 2387 Harding Parkway East. Interact with the different members of the community that help keep us safe. There will be police officers, firefighters, and other safety personnel along with their vehicles that they drive. It's a community event to help break down the barrier between the public and law enforcement, with an emphasis on the developmental disabled community. All COVID-19 safety protocol will be adhered to. April 10th, 11 to 1. Adam here at 34 minutes after 8 in the a.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your calls. We are playing Family Feud. Yes, we're doing it a little bit early today as I am substituting for Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars. Name a country that speaks Spanish. Spain, Mexico, the United States were answered. They were 1, 2, and 3. The other ones, again, a person is calling. We love it when people call and listen. Good morning, you are on now without Scott Spears.
Okay, I would say, answer the question. The question that would be in the United States.
No, United States would cover all 50 states, Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C., Guam, anywhere that's part of the United States, even if it's not a state.
Okay, what about New Mexico?
Well, that's a state, and it's not there. And you want to guess again?
Oh.
Just guess somewhere in the Central or South America.
Cuba,
that is number 4. Good answer, number 4. Actually, Cuba is tied with the United States with 10 people. So we got Spain.
Now what happened?
I'm sorry?
Now what happened? I got one.
Well, you don't win a prize, but we do thank you for calling, and you're welcome to try to call again.
That was fun.
Oh, Family Feud is always a fun thing to do here at the radio station. Spain, Mexico, the United States, and Cuba, 1, 2, 3, and 4. We still have 5 answers left. And thanks for calling, and we look forward to hearing from you again. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, substituting for the beloved interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott E. Spears. Coming up next hour, the second hour of Adam substituting for Scott, and then after the 10 o'clock features, mid-morning coffee break. If you're not sick of Adam by then, keep listening, because we'll be discussing politics, maybe the upcoming baseball season, technology, and whatever else. Going to have an occasional guest to the station, Mr. William Obenauer, discussing his artwork that he is producing so artistically, block or two away from the station at the county building, saluting our great veterans. Going to talk to him about that in a little bit, get a little bit of a progress report, how one man can paint a 20-foot-long mural. 30-foot-long mural, he has corrected me, is beyond me. If I try to paint more than 3 inches, I not only get frustrated due to my lack of artistic talent, I also get impatient and say, maybe I have a talking voice. Maybe talking and occasionally singing are my talents rather than artwork. That would be an understatement. Nice, crisp, early spring day here at the Talking Place. A little chilly outside, but not as windy as it was last week or yesterday, thank goodness. The wind seems to have done a little bit of damage to our beloved transmitter. But again, if you're not right in downtown Marion, where the station does come in today, you can listen online through our website at WWGH1071.com or through the TuneIn app. Search for WWGH. We are playing Family Feud here, among other activities. And the question, name a country that speaks Spanish. We've had the first 4 answers, Spain, Mexico, the United States, and Cuba. We have 5 more answers. All of them had less than 5 respondents, so they're a little more difficult. Love to hear your answer. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Like to remind you folks that we have lots of great programming here every single day. Honestly, if when you're able to listen to our station the old-fashioned way, when our transmitter is fixed, just go ahead and take off the tuning knob and throw it out the window, because there really is no reason to listen to any other station. When we are not live on the air, we broadcast encores of all the great programs that we have here, be it one of Scott Spears' famous interviews of celebrities, Ed Asner, Phil Donahue, personal favorite Dick Cavett, the wonderful, versatile actress and voice actress Pat Carroll, and many more. Or he speaks to important people in the community. Our great mayor, Scott Schertzer, goodness sakes, I just broke a pen. Well, that's okay. I could think of worse things that I could break. Our great mayor, Scott Schertzer, the new police chief, the new sheriff, the prosecutor, other people from the artistic and political community, and much more. Always a surprise here on The Talking Place, and you can listen to pretty much any of Scott's shows from the last 5+ years at our website, on demand, WWGH1071.com. Later today, we have a longtime member of our esteemed air staff, I think I need more coffee, Linda Sims, coming up at about 14 minutes after 4 in the p.m., and following her, it is the walking encyclopedia of Marion and Morrow County, Mr. Mike Wilson, with the Mike Wilson program, a program so good it doesn't even need a title, just the Mike Wilson radio program, today and every Monday between about 5:13 p.m. and 6. Don't miss it. It's good stuff. Your ears and your brain cells will be eternally grateful. Adam here at 20 minutes before 9. Time to make some more coffee and wake up as we talk politics, sports, the weather, and anything else that might be on your mind today. We are playing Family Feud. We have the top 4 answers of 9. And the question is, name a country that speaks Spanish. So feel free to give me a call here and chime in with your answer, 740-383-9944. While we await more contestants on the Family Feud, we're going to see if we can round up an esteemed member of the artistic community here in the great city of Marion, Mr. William Obenauer, who is producing this 30-foot mural saluting the great veterans of the Korean War and all veterans at the county building. Again, how one man can paint a 30-foot-long mural is beyond me, because I would have trouble painting a 30-millimeter mural, but some people obviously have been gifted with more artistic talent than yours truly, and this person has been gifted beyond gifts of artistic abilities. Let's see if I turned up the right microphone thing here. William, are you there?
I don't know.
Try it one more time.
One more time.
Perfect. You are number 4. We are playing Family Feud, so feel free to chime in. In fact, William, let me go ahead and give you a chance to be on the Family Feud. We've had the top 4 answers on the board. Spain, Mexico, USA, and Cuba. Of 9, let's see if those headphones work. They are Behringer headphones. That's one of your top brands. Is it plugged into the headphone thingy? Those ones are broken, I think. Let's see if we can do a little housekeeping here and find some headphones for our esteemed in-studio celebrity guest. Is that better?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, good. Anyway, William, name a country that speaks Espanol. Let's take this phone call and we'll get back to that. You are on the air with Adam on WWGH. Good morning.
What about Nicaragua?
Nicaragua, that is a good answer, but it is not there.
Costa Rica?
Costa Rica is number 5. Excellent answer. Okay. So we have Spain, Mexico, United States, and Costa Rica. Thank you for calling. We're going to play Family Feud while we talk to our esteemed celebrity guest, Mr. William S. Obenauer. Name a country that speaks Spanish, Spain, Mexico, the United States, Cuba, Costa Rica, and we have 4 other ones. So chime in, 740-383-9944. So, William, refresh our listeners' memories about this 30-foot. It's really 30 feet, right? Is it really that long?
It's approximately that. that length, yeah.
And how tall? How tall is it?
9 feet tall at one end, I believe. 12 or 13 feet at the other end.
Okay, just speak so. A little louder for me, okay?
I was just saying it's 30 foot long from the corner to the engineering windows area, and at that end it's about 12 or 13 feet, and at the other end it's like 9 feet.
You're about 5'10", right?
Roughly.
Now, when you paint a mural that's high, are you not afraid of heights like me? You climb a ladder, or you get a pogo stick? How do you paint when it's taller than you? Because, you know, you're not, well, you're average size for a man.
A ladder is the only way I've been able to do it.
Okay. You're not afraid of heights like I am, then?
At times, but I've teetered on occasion, but I have not fallen down like a, I guess, a weeble.
Would you like to climb our tower and fix our transmitter? Are you that bold?
No.
Okay. But you don't mind climbing a ladder a few steps to paint this mural?
Well, as long as I'm not standing on top of the ladder.
Okay. That's
for, cool. For long.
Bravery and artisanry, I'm glad they go together. So, when do you think it'll be finished? Every time you post pictures online, I see more and more detail. And folks, I do encourage you to follow William on social media, or even better, just visit the county building and look at the work in person. When do you think it'll be done, and how much more detail can we expect? Because already it's looking pretty awesome.
I'm working on the veterans' portraits here this this week, so I have to go and have some photos printed of their images, I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay, so what kind of a completion date do you think when every, and it'll be, I would assume there'll be a show or an open house?
Yeah, I'm hoping to have it done by the end of May, but again, it just component by component, the portraits, I'm not sure how long each one of those will take, along with a full-size veteran's portrait at the very end of the presentation in his uniform. Robert Abrams is who that gentleman will be in his uniform as he is today.
But it's certainly coming along, and every time we talk, because we've had you on every couple weeks or so, if I can.
The longest was trying to put the sky in place and the planes and helicopter and jets and trying to make it look three-dimensional.
And if you're not really as knowledgeable about the arts as many people, like myself. I mean, I just look at artwork and I admire it because of your detail. Detail when you draw a plane or draw a person.
Well,
it's not an easy thing.
Photorealism takes layers and time for each layer to go up. And if it were in oils, it would be a even longer process, along with it would just probably take years if I was doing this in oils. But doing it in acrylic, latex type paint.
So the theme, the substrate, and other materials will affect the amount of time that it takes to do the work.
At times, yeah.
Okay. And again, me, I admire artwork. I know I have zero talent. I can't even draw a straight line. And you don't always realize exactly what goes into it. But anybody who has seen the photos of William's work online or has seen it in person knows the detail. And it seems like every time you post something, that plane just pops out at you.
Exactly.
Just to paint one of those airplanes, what kind of time and effort's involved? Just to do one of them, and you have several in your piece.
I would have to say I've lost track.
Okay, well, we'll get back to that. Good morning. You are on mid-morning. You're on early morning coffee break with Adam, playing Family Feud. How are you today?
Okay. I had two. I have a guest, and I also wanted to say to the artist what a great work he's doing downtown there. Every time I go in to pay my property tax, I see him up there painting, and it looks really nice.
You admire that he's not afraid of heights. He can climb the ladder and just paint the top of the wall.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just climbing the ladder is hard enough, but being able to paint like that, I mean, it's so great. So.
Yeah, he is quite the artiste. Yeah, you think we should recruit him since he's not afraid of ladders to fix the transmitter? I'm trying to do that. Because
yeah, have him go fix the tower so I don't have to try to listen on my computer, because I can't call you and listen on my phone at the same time.
Yeah, let me see if I can maybe give him an incentive. I'll buy him a lunch buffet or something.
But my guess is Brazil.
Brazil. Good answer. I think they speak Portuguese, Spanish, and English. Not on there, but a good answer. You want to guess somewhere else in South or Central America?
Peru.
Another good answer, but not there. And one more answer.
Argentina.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. That is number five. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Okay.
Number five. Good answer.
I think the problem is there's not enough people being able to listen to you this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, consider yourself privileged, and I'm glad you've listened. And we'll get the transmitter fixed. We will be bigger and powerfuler. Is that a word than ever? And as you may have heard Scott imply, we have some very big and very exciting news coming up later in the week. And this is some of the most exciting news in the history of Marianne Radio.
It
actually involves me somewhat. No, I've not been promoted to be the real host of the Family Feud, although I do think I'm better than Steve Harvey. Not as good as Richard Dawson, but never really a big Steve Harvey fan, but he's okay.
Oh, I like Steve Harvey, but I like Richard Dawson,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, Richard Dawson, he was, remember him on Match Game? That was one of my favorite shows. It was so funny. Charles Nelson Reilly and Brett Summers and Richard
Dawson. But he always got kind of raunchy.
Yeah, it was, you know, for the 70s, it was considered quite provocative. Nowadays, I mean, not a big deal, but the little innuendos on that show were just outstanding, and I do like it, so we appreciate
it. Okay, I'll let you get back to your guest.
No problem, and thank you very much for listening, and hopefully we will hear from you again. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Adam here, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Feel free to call and talk about politics, baseball, other sports. This crazy weather, it's summer one day, winter the next, summer the next, and who knows what the next day. Talk about the foibles, trials, and tribulations of our transmitter. Or again, we welcome you to call and speak to our in-studio guest, bit of a celebrity. He doesn't charge for autographs, though, so he's kind of at the semi-celebrity status currently. Mr. William S. Obernauer, who's painting that wonderful mural saluting our great Korean veterans and all veterans at the county building a block or so from our station. Again, we're also playing Family Feud. We invite you to call and answer the question. The question today being, name a country where they speak Spanish. We have had the top five answers: Spain, 38; Mexico, 24; United States, 10; Cuba, 10; and don't cry for me, Argentina, number 4. I have more of a talking voice than a singing voice, but I admit it. I do enjoy belting out a tune from time to time. Let's have a little we await a phone call to see if we can get the top the bottom four answers of countries where they speak Spanish. And again, they're generally in Central and South America. Let's speak a little more to our artist friend, William Obernauer. You mentioned, William, you'll be done in May.
Hopefully.
Right before my birthday.
Hopefully by the end. I'm praying really, really hard. Trying to make my hands move as fast as possible to get those brushes in motion to finish up by then.
Do you know of any other county building in Ohio, the United States, the universe, that has a mural as outstanding as the one here in Marion?
Honestly, I couldn't say because I haven't really looked around or... But I was just...
One thing to be proud of, and we have a lot of things to be proud of in Marion, the legacy of President Warren Gamaliel Harding. I think that's how you pronounce his middle name, Gamaliel. Because my middle name is G. I don't like my middle name, but it's not Gamaliel. But it's really not much better. But Warren Harding, the president who did a lot for the city of Marion. And again, his legacy continues with the great newspaper, the Marion Star. And we have our own artist here painting this 30-foot wide and 10, 12-foot high mural saluting our great Korean veterans. Now, after this is done, William, you'll be taking a well-deserved break. But after the well-deserved break, what will be the next project on the horizon?
I'm not absolutely sure. It really just depends upon the projects. But I have a small mural that will be downtown that I think will be my next one, if not the
combination of two, an interior and an exterior location that I'll disclose at a later time.
So we want to stay tuned once that mural is done, and the oohs and ahs will continue. I think the oohs and ahs will continue for quite a while. William has several more projects to provide artistic joy for us. As the arts, I'm always admired because, again, my complete lack of talent, but we know the patience, the dedication involved in a small painting, let alone a 30-foot wide mural. It's beyond what I can fathom.
Well, if you get a chance to pop into the Harding Arbor Seafood Restaurant to see the Under the Sea mural that I did for Chef Rennick at that location, it's a beautiful, I believe it's like 5 by 10 foot tall mural in that location there that I've done sunlight coming down, dolphins, mackerel feeding the dolphins, and some assorted aquatic sea life. Down to a starfish at the very bottom where I signed my name.
It is kind of a suggestive artwork. We draw pictures of fishies, and it's a seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
If you don't get hungry for seafood, even if you're a vegan, I assure you, you're going to see that picture that he did. It looks like it's real fishies that are swimming in the wall. And I assure you, even if you're not a seafood lover like I am, I love seafood, and it's very healthy. I think we should eat more seafood. It's healthy, it's low calorie, etc. I assure you, even if you don't like seafood, between the realism of that painting and the great work of Chef Chris, who I can assure you is quite the chef extraordinaire, you will be hungry and you will not regret having stopped by that establishment. Don't mind the alley next to the restaurant that we've talked about, where for some strange reason it's closed off. Marion's a great place to park. I'm not sure Marion even has any parking meters, so find the parking space. There are lots of them, and you will not regret seeing the artwork there, and your taste buds will thank you because it's good stuff, and again, it's very healthy.
Well, most people see food and they eat it, so I mean,
that's definitely the diet that Adam is on. And we are playing the Family Feud here with the theme music on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
It's time for the Family Feud.
I really can't imitate Gene Woods, so I'm not going to. I'll just imitate myself because I'm pretty good at that. And we still have several answers left to our question. And the question is, name a country where they speak Spanish. Spain, Mexico, United States, Cuba, Argentina, number 1 through 5. We have 4 answers left on the board. So please chime in and make a suggested answer. We would love to hear from you. The phone number is 740-383-9944. Adam Lepp here. Plenty of time to chime in as I substitute for our beloved interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott L. Spears, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, on this early morning, March 29th. If you are worried about getting your taxes done on time, don't sweat it, because the IRS and Marion and Ohio have extended the deadline to, I think it's May 16th. It is the middle of May. They've added about 5 weeks. So you got a little more time instead of having to rush and get it done. In 2.5 weeks, you got about 7 weeks or so to do your taxes. Always an interesting ritual in adulthood here in the great country we call the United States of America, where United States of America was number 3 out of 9, and a country where they speak Spanish. And we are playing the Family Feud. You heard the theme music and my very bad imitation of Mr. Gene Wood, the announcer. We invite you to call and answer the question, name a country that speaks Spanish. We have 4 answers on the board. After we finish that question, we'll have another one, which I can assure you will be fun, full of comedy, and full of intellectual stimulation. Adam here, almost 9 o'clock in the a.m. on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Rumor has it that Scott Spears is in the great Keystone State of Pennsylvania checking out how they manufacture chocolate. It sounds tasty and also sounds very bad for my waistline. So, Scott, hope you're enjoying your little mini vacation Scott be back at the microphone, I think tomorrow, but maybe not. Then again, we have some very exciting news at the station later this week. Hold on to your seats, boys and girls, because this is some of the most exciting news ever provided by the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank has giveaway dates once a month. Serve up to 200 families, first come, first serve, meat and fresh produce, canned box items, breads, and desserts at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. A lot of R's there. The next date is April 24th, as well as May 29th. That's 3 days before my birthday, by the way. Feel free to send presents in care of WWGH Radio to Adam. I do accept almost any kind of a gift, gift certificates, gift cards, maybe a new microphone, maybe even a few extra brain cells. Again, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank serves up to 200 families, first come, first serve. Did you have a comment for me, William?
Or I was going to say a new headset.
A new headset. That would definitely be a good present. You have hit the nail on the head on the headset. We have one headset here that is pretty much in pieces, just like our transmitter, but have no fear. We're going to climb the tower and fix said transmitter. We're going to broadcast over the air bigger and better than ever. But for now, we encourage you to listen through our website at WWGH1071.com. Or if you have a smartphone or a not-so-smartphone, download the free TuneIn app and search for WWGH Radio 107.1. Make it a favorite. Click the little star button to make it a favorite and listen all you want. Because even if we're not live like we are now, we provide encores of previous programs. Coming up to 9 o'clock, be back in about 13 minutes. Thank you for listening. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.